videos that Raven at the Bruin Beanery told us to watch, Jesse added. Henry typed in gargoyle and library and Goldwyn Gazette, then he hit search. In less than a second, a link to the article Izzy mentioned popped up on the computer screen. Henry clicked the link. "This article's almost 50 years old," he said. Then the four of them read the article that was on the screen. Gargoyles Protect Goldwyn from Good-for-Nothings by Holly Page. Students attend college in order to learn. While at college, students go to the library to quietly study so that they can do well in their classes and learn new things. But lately, here at Goldwyn University, the library has not been very quiet. Good-for-nothings have been coming to the library to make noise and cause trouble. They think the library is a place to have rowdy fun. But these troublemakers should beware. Legend has it that the grinning gargoyles that live atop the library building do not like people who don't respect their home. According to this legend, if the gargoyles become angry, they'll fly down from the library.